The photocopies can happily can give their feet dust for the satisfaction of Krishna. That type of devotion. Once Krishna is sick, headache, feeling very much headache. Now Goswami asking Krishna, how are you, my Lord? I am attacked by headache. What is the remedy? If anybody will give my bhakta, my devotee, if any devotee will give some feet dust, and I shall
smear it. Smear my head.
Then it will be out. It will go out. Then Narad got many devotee Krishna, many devotees. But nobody can think to keep the feet dust for the Krishna's head. Then everybody, very fearful. Narad come back, Prabhu, what medicine you want? It is not possible to get from anywhere. Have you gone to Brajadham? No, I must go there and see. There may be possible, there is many devotees I have. And Krishna got, and they are asking Narada, how is your Lord? They Narada said, yes, he is okay, but just now he is attacked by headache and feeling very pain. Krishna, feeling pain. You are all cannot remove that. Yes, can remove, but this is the medicine for him. Then Bhajagopi said, only this, for this, when you not come before here, when you have gone many ahead, and they are telling each other, I do not know I am devotee of Krishna or not, but when Krishna said, here is devotee, give all the feedback, everybody's feedback for Krishna, satisfaction. That type of devotion is exclusive devotion. They are not looking own interest, anything. I shall go to hell or go to heaven, that they do not care. And one sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam we can remember. It is quoted by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Ahurchate Nalinanava Padaravindam Yogeshwari Nivichinda Magadabodhai Sanjar Kupa Padito Tarunavalambam Yehan Nidhisa Madhumana Sudhiya Sadhana. This sloka, Kaviraj Goswami gave some glorified way, the meaning. The gopis are telling to Krishna, you are thinking like yogi, we can remember and we will be satisfied. But it is not true. Actually, nahe gopi yogishwar, padakamala kumar dhyan kuri paibe sambhu. Only remembering your lotus feet, we will be satisfied. It is not our position. We are living with our friends, with our relatives, with our child, but in the middle you are living there. That is everything is very joyful for us. But where you are not present, you are not showing your lotus feet every day. There which way you are staying, you do not know. Only remembering your lotus feet, it is not our satisfaction. And this way, explain, Nahegovi Yogeshwar Padakamala Kumar Dhyankori Paive Santosh Tava Vakko Paripati Tar Madhye Kutinati Sunigopir Aro Bare Rosh Dehasriti Nahi Jar Sansar Kuk Kaha Tar Taha Hoite Na Chahe Uttar. We do not want to rescue, relief from this sansar. We want to do sansar with you, and that is our life's goal. You will be with us, and we shall give our exclusive service to you, that is our life goal, and you will be happy there. This way, we are looking the supreme exclusive devotion. It is only present at Brajapur. And Mahaprabhu, he took form of Radharani. Radharani's bhav and kanti, color and mood, he took and appeared. That is, he only can say that sloka. Yasmi shava padratam kinastumam. Maybe this sloka is first.
Yes, yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Adarsanam marmahatam karotuva yadhatarhava vidodhatulampato mat pranunatu shayeva nato. He can do anything. But I am his substitute. That is only my ego, only my life goal. He can use me any way, any honor. He can keep me. The Guru Thakur also told what he conditioned so. That line, maybe it is junior or primary section. পশুপাতি হয়ে থাকি স্বর্গে বাদী হয়। কীট জন্ম হউ যথাথুয়া দাস বহির্মুখ ব্রহ্ম জন্মে নাহি আ ভক্তি মুক্তি স্পৃহা বিহীন কি ভক্ত লভাইতে তাক সঙ্গ অনুরক্ত জনক জননী দরিত তনয় প্রভু গুরুপতি প্রভু সর্বম দিস হয়ে এক্সপ্রেস ঠাকুর মুড অফ ডেডিকেশন. A real plan of dedication is we are looking in Vrajadhama. And Mahaprabhu, he gives me that conception. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he explained it in one sloka. What is the conception of Mahaprabhu? आराध्यो भगवान ब्रजेश तद्धाम वृंदावन रम्याकाश उपासना जुगभूवर्गे मजा कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवत प्रमाण मवलंग प्रेम कुमर्थो महान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु मत विदन तत्कागरो नापर चैतन्य महाप्रभु what kind of devotion he distributed here, Krishna prayed. And what kind of prayer? Vrajabandhu parcheva jakalpita. There is in Vrajadhama the parents of Krishna, father, mother of Krishna, the paramount lover of Krishna. What going there? That kind of devotion. They are always testing that extent, and Mahaprabhu also tries to test that in form of devotion. And that is the supreme goal of liberated soul. And last sloka of Sikha Sutra, that's also we are looking, asking to our father. Guru Maharaj's explanation is very nice and very systematic. Whole life Guru Maharaj gave that conception to special time. That is, all his godbrother time to time coming to Srila Guru Maharaj to hear from him. They know everything or they know many things. But again they want to hear from Guru Maharaj. And why? We can understand if we read the books of Srila Guru Maharaj, then it will be very clear for us. Today I want to finish here. Some study problems. Once gave me chance to make it more and more enlightened and at a jol bhavet prakash of time. I want to tell you this. And what I am feeling, that more and more way it will appear and grow in my heart. This is the main thing. Actually, what we need in this mundane world, we cannot digest everything. Maybe many fruits in table, the king's table, many fruits. Kings were telling, maybe one piece of apple or two angur or something. Fruits he is taking and the whole is staying there. So what need for us? Das Goswami Swami is very renounced way, but we cannot follow that. He is taking whole day spending and last of days he is taking one cup of buttermilk and he is spending his whole day. But we cannot do that. It is not possible by us. It is very difficult. But we cannot eat all the bags. We need maybe 100 grams of rice, some dal, some sabji, that is enough for us. Then why we shall try for that so much? Somebody living in very luxurious building and somebody living in ordinary building. But living style may be other, but lifestyle is same. Ahara vidra bhayamaitunamcha samanya metat pasubhi narana. Dharmo hite sang adhiko viseso dharmena hina pasubhi samana. Ahara, that means food, sleeping, and fearness, and satisfaction with some enjoyment other way. Everything that's doing, the beast also doing that. And why I have got this mankind of body, human body? One beast, he cannot do anything with his beast body. Beast body? But my body is human body. Here is some fine grain. Fine or dull, maybe here is some grain. Here is some power to do something. I have got senses. And that's also good senses. With that, I do not know how many days I should stay in this mundane world. But with that energy, with that senses, with that intelligence, And with that power, I shall try to get something transcendental matter. That is, I am looking every day around me, many taking birth and many taking death. And this also will come future, and it is waiting for me. When I took birth, then I must get death. And birth and death, middle of this period, I must use that proper way. And that is the practicing Krishna consciousness. Then from the illusionary environment, I will get relief. And I can connect me with that source of transcendental world. And easily I can brush it there. And it is possible. If not, it is possible. Why we are looking? So thousand and thousand munis, rishis, everybody trying this way. They have many things, but they are not attached to that. Why they are doing this? They are all foolish, if I say, then I also must be foolish. But they are not all foolish. They can see, when Mahabharata wrote by Vedavyas, there, what kind of knowledge he expressed in Mahabharata, if you see, if you read that, you can understand he was a great scientist, not only Pandit. And Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, he made that all. And he was not foolish, he can see everything. We are looking now planet's position, but 5,000 years ago he wrote what is the position of the planets all over the Brahmanda, solar system, Jyotishastra. 5,000 years ago we are looking at Jyotishastra, where they have got. That time not was the telescope or anything. Then it is possible, one plane. Jasmin gyati sarvidam vijnatam bhavati. Jasmin prapti sarvidam praptam bhavati. Tadvi jikkasasya tadiva brahma. Jake janale sab kichu jana hoye jay. Jake pele sab kichu paa hoye jay. Sei bustu hocche ki brahma bustu. Then we shall try to get that knowledge. And Rupa Goswami said, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kriyatang Yadi Kutopi Labdhate Tatta Laulama Vimulla Mekalam Janma Koji Shukrita Labdhate. If you get that chance, that Krishna consciousness, they knocking your door, you immediately open your heart and take it in your heart. Kriyatam yadi kutopi labdhate. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitam. And that is knocking in our door by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Then we cannot sleep like a lazy man. Then we shall try, heart and soul. Many births we have gone. This is in our hand. I do not know how many days I shall live, but it is in my hand. If anything we can do, I shall try for that. This way, mantre sadhan kimba sharir patan. And heart and soul necessary to try. Otherwise, luxurious way, if we try, we'll get that. Yasodhyayism will attack us. Uttare uttare bhai, artha sumay nai, bhalo krishna bhajan chaishare. Jeeva mahanidyagato, jagate vaikunthanto, gauriya pathao ghare ghare. Uttare uttare bhai, artha sumay nai, Time is very short. I do not know when I shall leave. I am thinking my father gone, mother may be gone, my uncle gone, my grandfather gone, even my neighbors, there also I am looking, everybody dying, everything going. I am passing so, like that. And I am thinking, oh, I shall make this building, and there I shall make air condition, this, and everything. It is not so good, actually. When I have got in my hand that chance through this mended body, human body, it is not maybe possible in future life. To every action there is equal and opposite reaction. It is Newton's third law. I do not know what activity I have done before life and present life. All is not recorded by me, but recorded somewhere, that is perfectly nature. And when action gone, then the action must still come to me. Then I cannot say, I must get next life as a human body. But still it is with me. Then I shall try with my full energy to spend this life for the practicing Krishna consciousness. This way we shall try to do it. And many chances we have. Actually many chances. It is not very hard to practice Krishna consciousness. Jat karoshi, jat asnasi, jat juhosi, dadasi jat. Yat tapasyasi kontya tat krishna madarpanam. Offering to the Krishna, then enjoy with that mahaprasada. Everything. And it is very easy way. Mahaprabhu shon, akanta kariyakara prasad bhukkan. Auchaishwari kara krishna naam sankirtan. You can take everything, but not for you, for the satisfaction of Krishna. You can sleep, you can eat, everything you can do. But you remember, your Lord is Krishna, and He is the, what do you call it?
Supreme Enjoyer?
Yes. He is the master of all, everything. And you are His servant.
The Guru Maharaj, we need Sri Krishna. Now what is in Krishna so called? How can we remember?
Not necessary that way. If you think any photo, or if you think any deity, that's also illusion for yourself. Then it is not process. Process to pray. You are looking deity, but Krishna is come down in the form of deity now, in front of you. But when He will show His glory in His form, He can show many ways to you. Mahaprabhu looking Jagannath, as Krishna fluiding and attracting to the gopi. This way Mahaprabhu looking. But it is symbol for him. Deity also can move by your devotion. Through your devotion, deity also can move with you. That type of example many in the scripture we are looking. It's not necessary to think first anything. Only you pray, Prabhu, you take my service. And which way you will take, that you know. But what I have with that, I am offering myself to you, lotus feet. This is the mood.
And suppose, you just explained about Krishna. If a devotee wants to think about his guru, and he has seen his guru, and suppose he's in a difficulty not the same difficulty.
Many things can come to us.
But if he wants to think about his guru.
And many things first will come. Krishna will test. I am thinking, I shall get it very easy way. Maybe easy way somebody getting. But generally, also testing Krishna sometimes. And I must tolerate that. Morning you heard from this book, that type of exclusive devotional mood is necessary. Yasrishava Padratan Pinastuma, Adarsanan Madhvatan Karutuva. What he wants he can do, but I shall do this. His service. This way I must prepare myself as offering. Then you will see what he will come to you. Always hopeful, মানে সব সময় তোমাকে যে আমি ইয়ে দেবো, সব সময় মানে তোমাকে হাতে একটা কিছু না দিলে তুমি বুঝবে না, এরকম জিনিসটা না আর কি। হোয়াট ইজ ইংলিশ, মানে অলওয়েজ ইউ ওয়ান্ট সামথিং দেন ইউ উইল বিলিভ। দিস মুড ইজ নট গুড, আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? হ্যাঁ, দ্যাট ইজ কল যে গুরু শিষ্য সহায় যথা নেসেসারি টু সার্ভ দি representative of Krishna and believe that the faith is necessary. First thing is faith. And when some shandeha, mane suspiciousness, no? Suspicion will come, and it will come, must come. Then you will think the previous history of the gurus. Then you can immediately remove from your heart that suspiciousness. Understand? This is the process. You read the scriptures, may not read, but you heard maybe in many hours, in books of Guru Maharaj. That is, reading the books of Guru Maharaj is very nice. I am telling it. Always to my friends, I am telling. Reading the books of Guru Maharaj is very nice. You read, you try to read it. And also chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Without offense, you try to chant it. Then your heart will be strong, your faith will be strong. And with that you will get everything. And not will get. That type of mentality is necessary. But you are not doing anything bad. You are trying for goodness, for good things. You are not trying killing to others. You are not doing something wrong. Chanting Hare Krishna, no harmful for anybody. You are chanting Hare Krishna, but it is your heart that matters. You are trying this way, but it is not harmful for others. Then no objection will come from other side. And four directives is there, you don't do it. For other purpose also, this is. Not only for yourself. Making noise is not good by anybody. And you are not making noise actually. Not making noise for yourself, not making noise for others. You are not killing the goat, maybe cow, maybe anything. This is good for them. And really, it is my first lesson. It is very sincere advice to all jiva souls. If is not Bhaktivinoda Thakur given some adjustment, what you are doing that is good, you know. And if you believe the God, that's also good for you. That is, when you are believing the God, you are thinking future life also. There you will get some good and some bad. If you do hear some bad things, then you will get bad result. This is said by scripture. Then you not will do some bad things. That's also, if you always try to behave as some good way, then punish also not necessary, punish power in this mandir world.
No disturbance. No disturbance.
No disturbance, no punish. No military necessary. Understand?
Is there any wrong to become guru conscious? I mean, is Guru conscious? Krishna conscious?
What?
We're saying Krishna consciousness always, but the point is we haven't seen Krishna, but we can see the Guru.
Yes.
So, is being Guru conscious, conscious of Guru, is that being Krishna?
If Guru is perfect, then Guru consciousness is sufficient. I think so. This is my experience. I can pray for all this way. I am a really unqualified man. I know my position. But when my Guru wants service from me, he is making me for him. Huh? And I am looking, now I am getting that. I not read English. Even I am not reading anything English book. That is, I do not know English. I have no time to read English. But when necessity coming for the service of Guru Maharaj, everything coming to me, I am looking that. I do not know Sanskrit, actually. Mani, if you will say, what kind of Sanskrit you know, I must say, I do not know good Sanskrit. But Sanskrit coming to me, I am not going to the door of Sanskrit. I am not going to the door of the English or Hindi or anything. I not read in school. I am only mood of service with Srila Guru Maharaj, maybe sometimes satisfactory way, sometimes unsatisfaction way. But on the whole, living with that great personality and getting his blessings, mercy, this is outwardly I am looking this result. An inner result that Guru Maharaj can say, I can feel, that I cannot say actually. If I say, you cannot understand also. And that is another thing. That's another world. Kika bhavu, anubhava moe. That is feelings. That was another world. That is present in another world. And when we are looking the result, very happy that my Guru Maharaj not was cheater, and I am not trying to cheat anybody. That is my satisfaction. I am trying to help. If anybody wants help from me, I am trying to help. That is for the satisfaction of Guru Maharaj, not for me also. Then I am very happy. That way I am very happy. And other way I am getting much disturbance, much pain. And that time I am feeling very nice that Guru Maharaj is taking my last drop of blood from my body. Krishna taking it. Last drop of blood. Always Krishna giving me, engaging me for his service. I cannot sleep sometimes. Very odiness coming this way, that way. And that time what I am thinking? I am thinking, oh, Krishna is very merciful. Now my sleep also he is taking. That is the vision. By the mercy of Guru Maharaj, he will get everything. But you must give place in your heart for appear that knowledge. Otherwise, if you push, no, don't. He is knocking your door and you are pushing, get out. That's not possible. Anyhow, Prabhu, you are so fortunate, all. That is, you come in Navadvip Dham and also heard about our Guru Maharaj and his conception and trying to get it. That's also very good. Sarvamoksha Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhaya in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Neha vikramanasasti prtabhayo no vidyate Satomapasya dharma shatrayate mahatoma. Here is no loss actually. That is kalpattabha. No loss. All gain actually. But if I say that, then gain will hide himself. That is Vaishnava never telling, I am Vaishnava. Understand Prabhupada? Who is real Vaishnava, he never telling, I am Vaishnava. Who is real liberated soul, he never telling, I am liberated soul. He always tells, I am fallen soul. That is his feeling. He knows what is liberation and what is fallen position. He knows it. Otherwise, which way he will say? He knows, he can see what is fallen position and what is liberation position, liberated position. And jiva soul always egoist. And Vaishnava always hating that ego. He is out from that ego, not hating only. Vaishnava always out from that egoist situation, no? Egoist? Egoistic situation. And ego is the bad thing. I want to tell this evening also. The Prabhu, ego is very bad. If you can leave that, then you try to proceed with me. Otherwise, he will be cheated. What shall I do? But Krishna ruins everything. Ego is very bad thing. Why they cannot leave the ego? One ego is very good. That is, I am servitor of Krishna. That is one ego. That's one thing is very good. Other, all the ego is very bad.
False ego. False ego.
Yes, false ego. And if we can stand within that ego, then we can run very easily. And when I can see, when I shall see this sky, then I can feel how much small I am. And when I shall see the terrible one ant, then I can feel how much I bigger than that ant. Understand? So who will see the ant, he will think I am great. But who will see this sky, he not will think I am very big. Our vision is necessary. Up to Krishna Loka, then we can see what is our position. Only mercy. Guru Maharaj said, only mercy will work. There is justice also not will work. But we are following through the rules and regulations, that is, finally we will be justified by the justice. But there we have no hope actually. Only mercy over the justice, upon the justice. Justice. Only mercy is our hope. That is, we are very insignificant, unqualified, and also cannot done properly anything. Which way we shall do? That four lake of the dharma. Four lake of dharma, that is virtue. Virtue or religion?
Religious duty.
Religious duty. In Satya Yuga, broken one. Treta Yuga, broken two parts. Two legs. Dapa Yuga, another one. And Kali Yuga, there is one leg stand. In one leg, standing the dutiful religion. In one leg. And that's also trying Kali to break. That's have seen Parikrit Maharaj. And Parikrit Maharaj chastised to Kali. Why you are doing this? Well, oh, it is my duty, that's why I'm doing. I'll get out from my country. Oh, where shall I go? You are here, but where shall I go? Give me some place. Give me, please, give me. Don't Prakrit Maharaj. Okay. You also bad and good, everything, negative and positive, everything will stay in my country. But you stay within this part. Dutam Panam Striyashuna. That's four directives. They stay there. Kali. Then gambling and drinking, panam, and striya means illegal sex, and shuna means killing the beast. This fourth place I am giving to you. You stay, don't come out to other place. Then, if I try within my full energy to make some religious duty successfully, I cannot do that. That is one leg in Kali Yuga. And then 25%, if I do, practice the religion, then 25% fully if I can do, then I can do 25%, but not 100%. That is, before three yugas, they are gone 75%. And this was the answer also, Jamuna Charya. This was the answer of Jamuna Charya. One Pandit, he said, he always defeating all the Panditas of that country, and he is taking tax from the Panditas. And Jamunacharya was 12 years old boy, and his guru Pandit, he is very poor, he cannot give the tax. But that Panditas man come and chastised heavily, "Where is your guru? Why he is not giving tax?" And Jamunacharya was very strong, 12 years old, but he was fresh knowledge about the money. Fresh knowledge about the book of knowledge. Then he challenged, "You go to back to your guru. I can understand to see your behavior. Your guru is not perfect. And I am challenging your guru." Then he is very angry about his god and told to king. He was king's assembly pundit of the king. And king is very angry, and this boy, 12 years old, he challenged my Sabha Pandit. But when he challenged, you must take that challenge. Then king called Jamunacharya, sent some messenger. King sent messenger to Jamunacharya. "Yes, king calling you, you come." And that Pandit took your challenge, and you tried to defeat him. Come. Jamunacharya said, "Your king also foolish, I am looking. You say to your king, I am going for the, debate with that Pandit.